All right, everybody, we're here at CrossFit Sweat Angel talking about the workout of the day.
In the lounge, the Sweat Angel Lounge. The
Sweat Angel Lounge. This is where
magic happens.
The magic after the workout, the magic happens. This is where you hit your anabolic window of 20 to 30 minutes and everyone downs their progenic shake.
And you make sure you let the couches absorb the sweat.
They're wiped down occasionally. Right? So today we're talking about just providing a little bit of a little more content, trying to get some of our members and even some of our followers to sort of hear a little bit about what we're going to be doing in the gym. We're going to keep it simple today. Just going to talk about what we're going to do for the workout tomorrow. Keep it short and sweet, and maybe what you guys can expect and prepare yourselves for. So what's the workout again tomorrow, Mike?
So it is almost three different workouts. So it's broken up into three rounds. So from minute zero to five, you're going to do a 400 meter run with a partner. And then with a partner, you're going to complete 50 bench press at 135 or 95 pounds, depending on if you're male or female. And then you're going to do max effort ring muscle-ups. And there's a lot going on there. Obviously, if you can't do ring muscle-ups or anything like that, we can find something else for you to do. But we're recommending that everybody does a GI Jane, so a burpee into a pull-up, if they can't do a ring muscle-up. And you'll just max effort. You'll just do as many of those as you can with your 5 minutes left after running and after your bench press. Then you take a five-minute break. You do another 400-meter run, and you knock the bench press down by 15 reps, so you're doing 35 reps on the bench. And then you're going to max effort GI Jane or muscle-ups again. And then you rest five more minutes, and you do one more round of that. So another 5 minutes, 400-meter run. This time you're going to do 20 bench press, and again, max effort muscle-ups or GI Janes.
I think we talked about this before. Are you going to be my partner?
I will be your partner tomorrow.
Thank goodness. So pretty much you're going to outrun me like you always do, and they're going to be in the door. So you're going to have to wait to start the bench presses until I get in, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, so, and then we already talked about this, but you're going to do like five, and I'm going to do like 45.
You're going to end up doing most of the bench press, right?
All right.
And then we'll probably split the muscle-ups evenly, so your chest is going to be blown up like crazy. It's going to look awesome.
Who doesn't like a sore chest?
Right, and then, it'll be fun.
And then, so what are we thinking? Maybe like 10 muscle-ups the first round, maybe, if we're really rocking and rolling?
Right, 10, and then maybe the second round. Depending on how the rest goes, possibly like 20, and then in the last round maybe another 20, so like 50 total.
Yeah, 50 total would be a good goal because we're going to be left with more time after the bench because that number's going down. It's not real heavy, but I don't know. So, I mean, I'm kind of looking forward to that workout, are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, it should be fun.
So, all right, well, that's what's going down tomorrow. Hoping to see the whole Sweat Angel crew here. Getting after it. Remember, we will be running rain or shine, so come prepared.
It's supposed to be cloudy, not
cloudy.
Rain.
Okay. Well, bring dry socks anyway. You should always have dry socks. So, all right, cool. All right, thanks for listening.
See you in the lounge.
See you in the lounge. All right. See you, everybody. Hey, guys, we're back doing some Sweat Angel Fitness talk in here with Mike T. This is Mike G, and today we're talking about like the ideal training environment for people who want to exercise, get in shape, maybe compete at some level, that'd be CrossFit or weightlifting or even another sport, and also people that are just looking to, you know, get off the couch and they don't know where to start. What is the best environment for all those people? And Mike and I were talking about it, and we think that, if you sort of define that in your gym, like what you would, what your ideal client would be, you can sort of, work to the left and right of that a little bit, and in terms of like, more advanced or less advanced, and I think you can start to broaden your reach a little bit, as your experience improves, or as your experience gets greater, and as your coaching style improves, Mike has some thoughts on this. He put up a really interesting example earlier about a bell curve. So you want to explain that real fast?
Sure. If you draw out a bell curve, it obviously looks like a bell and all that. So there's three different types of athletes written on the bell curve. So you have beginner athletes, which are on the far left. You have intermediate athletes, which are right in the middle, right at the top of the bell curve. And then on the very bottom, all the way to the right, are the best athletes, the most experienced athletes. A lot of times, the athletes at the beginning and the end of the bell curve, the two bottom sections, need the most coaching, which kind of seems counterintuitive, but it's true. So a lot of people don't think that really good athletes need coaching. They need it more than anybody else.
Is that because they're trying to improve on a specific skill, or maybe they're not identifying something and it's holding them back from that next tier of competition? Or
right, yeah. So exactly, if you look at any sports team, these guys are the best athletes in the world, but they still have coaches, they still have people watching them and taking care of them and doing all these things. So it's not like, you know, they're professional athletes, so they're off on their own. So professional athletes need it more than anybody else, just to identify these smaller changes that can make them so much better. And then the beginner athletes need a lot of coaching for obvious reasons. Maybe they don't know how to do a movement, or maybe they're unfamiliar with it, or they're
super deconditioned. Yeah.
Right. Any of those things. So the coach could be right there, you know, holding their hand and kind of taking care of them and showing them, you know, the ins and outs of exercising and things like that.
Yeah, so I mean, I guess if you visualize that bell curve, like you said, you're thinking at the very low end on the left are the beginners, and at the very far right at the bottom are the elites, you know, the advanced, and in the middle, whereas a lot of people fall into that group coaching, it's kind of that intermediate section. That's where most of the population falls, and they obviously need coaching too, but maybe their goals are different. Maybe it's they just want to come in and, what do people say, look good naked and
play with their kids.
Yeah, they want to see it, sweat and play with the kids. But you know, so their goals may be a little less specific, but you know everyone wants to have ripped abs, you know, everybody, you know, at least the people I talk to, my meathead friends, but they want to be stronger, you know, they want to feel younger, be able to do things they, you know, they might not have been able to do for a little bit of time. Do you think that, like, training alone, you know, to sort of wrap it up here, or training in a group, or a combination of the both, what do you think is the best?
I think a combination of both. So you could either do, you know, one-on-one, which is good because the coach is there making sure you're doing everything right, and he has the most, or he or she has the most opportunity to correct faults, and he's or he or she is working with you
we get
directly.
It.
There's female coaches; they do exist. So or you could work in small groups, you know, 3 to 5 people. The more people, the less one-on-one time you have with the coach. But 3 to 5 people is a good group. You enjoy your time a little bit more, and then the big group atmosphere obviously is always fun. You always get to interact with people and things like that.
Right, but if you need some more specific coaching, it's better to maybe look towards something smaller.
Right.
And then use the big groups for interaction and just sort of just basic sort of fitness, right?
Absolutely.
All right, guys, that was it for today. Keep an ear out for us. See you.